Been a long, drawn-out saga, but eventually it's over and you're here.
Yeah, really happy to get it done. It was handy, really, that we got it. You know, I still had about another week left before we reported back for pre-season training. So it was kind of in the balance of where I was going to be ending up, you know, where I was going to be coming back to for the start of pre-season. But, no, fantastic. Really happy to get it done. Everyone's been really good about it. You know, Birmingham have been fantastic about it. And likewise with West Brom as well. The chairman's been great. And, you know, just kept us updated all along the way. And, you know, really never was in doubt that it would happen.
Very difficult, I would imagine. Birmingham, your club, having their problems. West Brom changing the manager. Not the ideal scenario to try and secure a move, really.
No, it wasn't. But like I say, you know, credit to everyone. Because like I say, even, you know, Birmingham, even on there, and they were fantastic with the deal. You know, they told me kind of towards the end of the season that, yeah, you know, they were expecting to sell me. So, you know, you kind of get your head around that, the fact that you're going to get sold. And you know, I didn't want to move away from the Midlands as well. You know, my family are very settled. The kids are going into school soon, so it was an obvious choice. And you know, West Brom were happy to have me again. So I was more than happy to get it done.
You could have gone many places. So why yes to West Brom? What was it about them that made you want to stay here?
A lot of reasons, really was. You know, obviously last season it was great for me. You know, I really enjoyed it. I settled in very quickly and. Great set of lads, and you know the season last year it went really well for us, and obviously something we're looking to kind of emulate this season as well. You know, not only that, like I say, I'm a Midlander anyway. You know, I really didn't have any interest in moving south or anywhere away from the area, and that was it really. You know, it's just great to know that I can be settled in an area for a you know prolonged bit of time now really, and get settled, get the kids in schools, get probably my final house on the go, and that's it.
How important is a good dressing room when you're making these decisions?
It's really important. Obviously, you know, you don't want to be going to work in, you know, somewhere that you don't enjoy being, and rightly so as well. You know, we're lucky at West Brom. We've got a lot of very good lads. I think the club in general has got quite a family orientated kind of status about it, really, and people know that, and that attracts some, you know, very very nice people to the club. And you know, it's nice on a Saturday afternoon, you know, the wife and kids will come, and you know, they're always going to be looked after and things like that. It's nice. It's a nice place to be, and you know, everybody's very helpful, and you know, all the staff around the place, it's just a nice place to come. You know, everyone's going to have a smile on the face, and that's what I want to be part of.
How different is it now under the new manager?
I wouldn't say it's hugely different, to be honest with you. Steve's been brilliant since he first walked in, really. You know, the lads have talked to him very well. The pre-season, you know, it's gone really well for us all. I think some of the work that we've got done has been fantastic. The lads look really, really fit, and you know, I think come next Saturday we'll show everybody that we're, you know, ready to give it another good go this season, because you know, like I say, they're looking really fit, and you know, everybody's raring to go.
Fans have taken to you as well, which is a big plus.
Yeah, it's lovely. You know, getting the Supporters Player of the Year last year obviously meant a lot to me. It's a great feeling to kind of be recognised by the fans like that. That's lovely. You know, I've always kind of had a good relationship with them. As soon as you walk out onto the pitch, everybody gives you a big clap, and you know, everybody gives you a clap walking off and things like that. It's nice. You know, obviously you don't want to be playing when your fans fans are booing you or something like that. But no, they've been fantastic. You know, you rarely even hear a boo from the fans. You know, towards any of the players, to be honest with you. That's just, you know, the way West Brom are. Like I say, a really family orientated club, and it's somewhere that, you know, you can bring the kids and you can have a lovely day without having to worry about, you know, sicko fans kind of swearing and doing things like that. It's just a nice place to be.
If you like the goalkeepers, do they get enough credit? Many people wonder, because a good goalkeeper, a hot goalkeeper, can save you 12, 15 points a season.
Yeah, I think you're right, to be honest with you. You know, actually at the minute there's quite a lot of very good goalkeepers around. You know, if you look at all the Premier League teams, everybody seems to have a very settled number one goalkeeper, and you know, there's not many kind of goalkeepers, not many teams, sorry, that quite unsure about who's going to be the number one, and that's obviously a good thing for all the goalkeepers, and not only that, for English goalkeepers as well. We've got quite a few flying about at the minute as well, and you know, that's a good thing. And, you know, I'm just love doing what I do for West Brom. And, you know, you can't do it on your own. The lads help you out as well. I think our back four have been, you know, fantastic last year. And, you know, we've managed to hang on to everybody and everybody's fit as well. And that's a big part of it too.
Liverpool, great start.
Yeah, it is. It's probably a good time to play them as well, to be honest with you. Obviously, they've got a few new faces in. The manager's different. They're going to be playing probably a slightly different style of football. So it's going to be quite new to them as well. So, you know, I think the fact that we're quite a settled team, you know, I'm sure the starting lineup from, you know, that will be playing against Liverpool will be fairly similar to that of what finished last season as well. So, you know, we know what we're to do as a team. So it'll probably be a good game for us.